Hi everyone, my name is Kong Choi. I've been working for a browser engine, web runtime, and web UI framework for a few years, and I'm an engineer. And I'm gonna talk about Tizen web UI framework and making web application using Tizen web UI framework today. Before I start, I'm gonna say I'm speaking Korean English, so you probably you can understand my language, right? But it could be a little bit difficult if I have if I make some mistakes. Please understand me. Okay. Before I start, I have a question about. How many of you have a web background? Some of you? Okay, that's good. It's introductory level, so I will explain roughly. So I think all of you can understand everything. And after HTML5 came out, as you know, like everything came different. Websites are more becoming closer to web applications. There are many technologies such as hardware acceleration features, CS3 and WebGL, so you can consider performance, and you can make a web applications using device APIs in W3C and stories with a web index DB and stuff, and you can make even offline application using HTML5 application cache. I'll not deal with whole stuff. I will just focus on what Tizen Web UI framework is and what we support and how you can deal with this. These are screenshots from web applications using Tizen Web UI framework and Tizen App framework. Some of you could see some applications in demo sites, and all of them used a web framework. They used a web UI framework with Tizen device APIs, like calendar applications, call log, and contact. And they used a web UI framework, WinSets, and web APIs. If you are a service provider or the other content provider, you are not that interested in this framework, because it's more helpful to developers. In developer side, you can make a web application with a consistent theme, consistent native application theme, such as you can make an application as in-house application. This is a block diagram of Tizen platform. It shows some modules. Web application can be made using a Tizen Web UI framework. And if you make a web application using a Tizen Web UI framework, it will be run on web runtime. Web runtime is based on WebKit, and it runs with a WebKit and device API extensions. And they are based on native Tizen framework and kernel. And our web UI framework is not solely made it, and it is based on jQuery Mobile. Because we made it based on jQuery Mobile, it is also markup-driven framework. As you know, jQuery Mobile is a markup-driven framework. So you can make contents in HTML, and you can do styling in CSS, so you can control DOM and elements in JavaScript. You can get some advantage in launching time and making layout, unlike other JavaScript framework such as Anyo or Sencha. It's kind of differences. And we support Tizen UX and animation. So you can apply Tizen UX in easy and simple way. By support Tizen native theme, you can make an application using web technology easily. And we also support localization. It's used open source jQuery globalized libraries, so you can use it. And when you have experience making websites or web applications, you know about scaling. And currently, whole mobile devices and devices use every website. Like when we do, we do surfing websites lots of time, so we care about scaling. And you can do scaling by yourself using Media Query or Viewport, and also you can use our feature we supported. And last of thing is that because we use web standards, you can run our web UI framework on the other browsers having web standards. If we have a time, I will show a little demo about our web WinSet. It shows our sub-module of web UI framework. The bottom of Tizen web UI framework, there are open source libraries. As I mentioned, jQuery, jQuery Mobile, and Globalized Library. jQuery is one of top utility libraries, as you know. Like over 90% of websites using library uses jQuery. So we adopted a dominant library to support the efficient programming. And beyond the open source library, we have extensions, web insets such as pop-up, control bar, color picker, option header, and the other else like virtual list, virtual grid, which are for dealing with amount of data. If we have like big data such as getting contact information, it's like over 200, 300, like thousand of data. And if we load whole data at the launching time, it affects your loading time. So we have a like special type of WinSet, virtual list, and virtual grid to deal with the data. And we support Tizen web themes. So you can make a Tizen applications to like other applications. And we also support tool make an application template. If you are interested to make an application using command line tool, you can just use it. And there is a loader to load web UI framework library resources and set scale. Yeah, there are some modules. It's a web applications launching flow. When you declare a Tizen UI framework libraries, it goes in these flows. You have to declare a script tag in the offside of HTML page. Tizen web UI framework lib.js, which has open source libraries, jQuery, jQuery Mobile, and Globalize. And the second line is for extension sources for Tizen web UI framework.js. And we have two property added, data framework theme and data framework viewport scale. If you put a data framework theme as a Tizen gray, it will load Tizen gray theme. If we have another theme like Tizen blue or Tizen red and the other themes, you can set the theme. And the last thing is a viewport scale. When you make an application, you want to put the application to other device having different resolution and different sizes. When you turn on a viewport scale, and we will fit your application to scale to other devices with a HD. The base size is 1024 720. So if you have a UX like a native application, you can use you can turn on viewport scale. So when you move to smaller device or larger device, it will scale.
Question.
Yes.
The data framework theme, is that supported in other platforms?
Other platform? No, we only support for Tizen platform. Okay. Yeah, so in loader, the framework library, they load framework library and theme and set scale value if it is needed, and it requests initializing page and show page and show and the winsets, and it loads globalized library. So yeah, it's a kind of web winsets in Tizen. If we have the time, I will just show what kind of winsets we have and how we can make winsets. How can we use winsets when we make web applications? The first step of making web application is starting application template. You can make a application with a ID or just VI with a command line tool. If you use ID, you can make you can create a web application using a menu. Tizen Web UI framework and some template, and you can see a preview in right side, and you can see code, and based on the code you can start. Because we have hands-on live session tomorrow, I will not deal with the item detail, so we can practice tomorrow, I think. Yeah. And we also support a command line tool to make web applications. You can just use the shell script to make some template. This is a basic application layout for web application in Tizen. We have header, content, footer, like jQuery mobile, and by default, we have header and footer. Of course, you can turn off header and footer if you don't want. And we support various winsets and header for especially for headers and footer for back button. And you can put control bar or any other button there. And you can put many winsets and your contents in contents. And this basic layout has like this code, but many of you have a web background and you can understand what the script means. jQuery Mobile uses data role in every element. Instead, you can use a header HTML5 head HTML5 element instead of div, but for backward support, you can use a div or whatever you want. And you have to put a data position fixed to a header and footer. Without you declare, it can not work properly. And the container is prefixed container box using display overflow property by default. It means that you will not use a default browser scroll. Instead, using a default browser scroll, we use display overflow and CS3 transitions. So we make only viewport content, and then you can make your content item on the box, and you can use CSS transition features. Yes, very basic concept of websites, web applications, and content design and control. You can make a control and basic layout in HTML, and design in CSS, and control in JavaScript. It's just a simple example of changing color, changing the value of checking. When you check, it just show item of check. And you can use Tizen winset using a data role. As you see, you can make a button with a data roll button, or you can make a checkbox using a standard input type. If you use standard input type, it automatically changes it to a checkbox. Unlike other WinSets, page control and other WinSets using data roll, we support some HTML5 element to change theme to Tizen, like checkbox, radio, or audio and HTML5 audio and video. We use our control theme. So when you put HTML5 audio, we will change it, the audio control to our theme. Of course, you can turn off the basic theme if you don't want. When you make a web applications, you can just make web applications using web WinSets, as I say. But one thing you have to consider about it is order of layers. Because we made it, all of them are standard web, we have some WinSet has a special layers. So if you don't, if you put your contents on some specific Z order, some WinSet will not be shown. So you have to consider the Z order. The highest layer is ticker notification. So ticker notification could be very higher, maximum level, and pop-up, and small pop-up, and header and footer will be 1,000 Z order. So if you have your contents, and if you want to be disturbed with the other WinSets, your content should be under 1,000 Z order level. And making web applications, and you will consider a multilingual code too. To support globalize, we recommend to use globalize library. Because web is not that very closed, you can use other libraries if you want. And you can use other good utility program. If you have make a big program, you can make MVC pattern libraries and the other libraries. But we support some open source libraries, and we will help you to get any difficult problem or fixing bug. We will help you to use the libraries. So it's very simple to use globalized libraries. You can just make some dictionary table for languages, and using some string ID, you can call the dictionary using keyword, so it can return the value from it, so you can make it. And also in application, you can set default language and fixed in HTML. If you set a lang tag in a call D, it will be fixed in German language. But I don't recommend that too much, because if you just only support one language, it can be. But if you support lots of languages, it will not be helpful. And we support system language and dictionaries. So in index.html, if you include a web UI framework, I mistyped, a Tizen web UI framework.js, if you call a time format, it'll automatically check the system language. If the system language is English, it'll show the English time, or French, it'll show French time. Yeah, I explained the web application very simply, and I will explain scalability and more, and I will show some WinSet example. Oh, yeah. Okay. As I previously said, we support scaling with a viewport scaling. Because all our WinSets are based on HD, It is based on 720 web devices. So 720, 1024 is based on WinSet. So if you declare data frame of viewport scale true, it will scale based on 720 with device. If the device is smaller than 720, we will automatically set your viewport scale value to appropriate value by resolution or the device size, and we will set the value. If you have exact UX like native applications, it will be helpful, because when you want to make applications based on exact size of 720, and then you want to put everything with a like pixel, and then you can exchange it to other smaller devices. If you turn off viewport scale false, we will not scale your content items. Not to touch your content item, we use REM technique. REM is like EM. REM is unit, like EM, but EM is a relative unit based on the element size, but REM is relative to root HTML font size. Because it is just a root-based font size, all WinSet will be scaled to different devices, different resolutions. If you don't use our REM unit, you can prevent adjusting your contents in other device. If you want to make your application scale too, and you can make your application using REM and percent relative values. So this is example in right side. In 720 pixel device, root font size in 36, if you put the button with a 2.78 REM, for a button width, it will automatically change 100 pixel, so it will show big, but it will show a big as a big size. But when you go to another smaller size, we will change the root font size to 24, so it will scale down our WinSet. If you make your application using REM, your content will be affected, and content will be scaled in proper size. And if you don't want to scale your content to the other devices, you can just use a pixel. I briefly explained about Tizen Web UI framework. Currently, we don't support jQuery Mobile theme and SWAT, because jQuery Mobile and Tizen Web UI framework is very similar, and we support all of Tizen Mobile WinSet, and we have an extension, so we don't support Tizen Mobile SWAT. And I think SWAT, we don't need SWAT. We need many themes for consistent theme. So we will support them, and in future the developer can make a theme. So currently we don't support jQuery Mobile theme. And we are not fully supporting for old version browser. How old version browser you use, I don't know, but we always use the new version of browser. And if you run application on browser supporting HTML5 and CSS3 standards, it runs. But we will support the fallback. It runs, but somehow it will not work very well on the old version browser. And in application, we don't support a browser default zoom. So if you do pinch zoom, if an application don't deal with a pinch zoom will not work. Sometimes pinch zoom makes application theme disrupting. So browser default zoom will not be work. Instead, you can make a zooming in JavaScript, and if we make a web application, it will fit to device, and it will fit to web application to readable, I think. And as I said, base window size optimized to HD DPI targets. If we move to low resolution targets, we'll scale down. So we don't have separate resolution resources. If you have more questions and development stuff, and you can find some materials on developer site on taizen.org, or you can ask it. And I will show some galleries, like. It's a kind of gallery demo of web windset. Can you see? Yeah, you can resize. We support all scaling of. We support many windsets, and it shows the time, but my setting is Korean. It shows Korean time. It uses localized libraries, and I just shows, and we it's 18 pixel for root font size. We support basic buttons and checkbox, so you can check. And even, we have a no label checkbox and toggle switch button over there. Yes. You can wire them and color picker. It is wired. Time picker, like other native applications. Mm. Or progress bar.
Do you have a calendar?
We have a calendar windset too, but in 1.0 we didn't put calendar. We are progressing on calendar windset too, so it'll be done in next. Mm-hmm. Or search bar is the same with same with jQuery mobile, just theming stuff. Okay, just slider. Let's see. Image slider, and you can use it. You can add and you can modify the image slider. And you can make a home applications using some page control and get information. Handler, and you can use it. And multi-button entry is like you can add the button as a, or you can remove like this. Yeah, you can append like that. And control bar, like, yeah, you can see an application having a control bar in the bottom side and header side. Yeah, and we can support various list style, like normal list and bubble list with like texting message style, and we support expand list. Yeah, can you see? Yeah, and allow email and swipe list. You can swipe. Okay. It's too short. And extendable list. It is very simple, but you can change your like items to list more items. And we have virtual list items. Virtual list is for dealing with amount of data. We make only 50 or 100 list DOM elements, and then we change the DOM element with data. So we can load. We don't load whole data. When we scroll, we make the data items, and so we don't make it. And when we move it, we make it. Yeah. In virtual list, we have a known bug in this. Oh yeah, yeah. But on target, we have not that bug. We are fixing for a desktop browser and this bug, the selection bug. But on target, we don't have that bug. And we have auto divider. If you put any items without dividers, if you declare one tag auto divider in attribute, we put auto divider in this here. And shortcut scroll. Okay. And segment control. Yeah, it's basic. Option header. Okay, you can make. And we also support various demo pop-up as like native application. You can make a pop-up with this style. And context pop-up. With a grid, or close, and ticker naughty. It is ticker naughty. So when you wire your device APIs, when you get a service, you registered, and you can call the ticker naughty or a small pop up shows this style. And usually, every native application has no content for content in applications. It's like basic template for a starting point. If there is no content, it shows some text or animations, so you can make no content. You can use the reset. And virtual grid is same as virtual list. We don't load whole data at the first time. Instead, we make some data, and when we scroll, it goes. You can see scroll in this size. Actually, there are lots of amount of data in here, but we don't load whole items. Instead, we load items when we scroll. And you can make a layout using your CSS. And multimedia view. If you make a HTML5 video tag and using control, it will wrap with a Tizen UI theme. Like, yeah. If you don't want to wrapping your UI control, you can just say no in attribute. and audio is the same. And we also support some generate elements and some tips for JavaScript, and we will progressively will support the other items and fixing bugs, and we are free, welcome to contribute your feedback and your calls and everything. Thank you for listening my presentation and until this. This is my presentation, and if you have question and more like the other stuff, and you feel free to ask me the questions. Yes.
Question. You know the demo by Mr. Choi.
Excuse me. Would you use mic?
The spiral list that was demoed by Mr. Mm-hmm. Choi at the keynote is mm-hmm. that through CSS. 3 animation transition, right?
No. That one is using WebGL in HTML5.
Oh, WebGL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there sample code for that one? For both the.
No, you can download.
This perspective travels in the spirals.
No, you can download the WebGL demo.
Okay.
Yeah, but we are planning to support some WebGL linsets too. So not in current version, but we are working on WebGL linsets too.
Thank you. Let's applaud Ms. Goon Choi.